listening to the Head in the Clouds podcast, a proud member of the Converge Podcast Network. Now to the man with his head constantly in the clouds, your host, Ryan Romeo.
That is right, English announcer lady. This is the Head in the Clouds podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you get your God-given dreams off the ground. My name is Ryan Romeo. Welcome. I am really excited today. I just got off the phone with my friend Matt Brown. You're about to listen to this interview with him. He's a good friend of mine. Him and I go back really a long ways, and it's been one of those things. At the end of 2019, him and I were dreaming about some stuff that I think the Lord's going to come to, you know, bring to fruition. But I think right now, one of the things that we're all feeling in the world is this sense of uncertainty, this sense of, you know, what is God doing? This seems so confusing. There's something that's so beautiful about understanding that the antidote to that is the kingdom of God. The antidote to that is understanding that we belong to a different kingdom. And as me and Matt were talking, and you're going to find out here pretty soon, we were really talking a lot about what is God doing right now? What's the posture of our heart? What do we need to be doing? And him and I are both so on the same level, you know, of really understanding that this is not the time to back down. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to just lay down, but this is the time to push hard for the kingdom and to be praying, to be fasting and all of that stuff. It's going to be really great. We're going to listen to that in just one second. But before we do, please make sure and take a second to like and rate the podcast on wherever you're listening, but especially on iTunes if you're listening there. That is really such a huge blessing to me and this podcast, to our podcast network of Converge. It really does help a lot if you just take a quick second and do that. And then share on social media. If you do that, awesome. Really, it's such a big blessing for me. Every time somebody shares about this podcast, I always reshare it on my stories whenever I catch it. And I just really, it's such a blessing to me. It reminds me of why I'm doing what I'm doing. But I just want to say I'm so thankful for you guys. Make sure and jump on and do that. And email me, ryan@ryanromeo.com. If you've got any questions, any thoughts, comments, concerns, any of those things, you just want to get in a conversation. I love that. And especially with me being on a season where I'm on sabbatical right now, that's a real time for me to really connect with people. So I love whenever you do that. So now, without any further ado, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to get to our interview. So right now, let's get to the interview. And now my next guest is a good friend of mine. His name is Matt Brown. Among a lot of other things, he's an author. He just relaunched his website called Think. It's really amazing, all the things that he's got going on. But just at the end of the day, he is a brother. He's a guy that I just consider such a good friend. Matt, welcome to the Head in the Clouds podcast.
Hey, such an honor to be with you, Ryan. And man, I'm a huge fan of yours. Huge fan of your podcast and your books, and you know that. And man, such an honor to chat.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, for people who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about you, the ministry that you're a part of, books you've written, anything that you want to talk about, Matt. It's open.
Thank you, bro. So I'm an evangelist, sharing the message about the gospel. And as you mentioned, our ministry is called Think Eternity. ThinkE.org, and I'm announcing it on your podcast because I haven't yet announced it on social media or anything yet, but just so far to a group of leaders and friends that we have really put in so much work. This last year has been so strange and obviously difficult, and we've been doing a lot of sewing and a lot of the underground work. And here's the reality about dreams, is that dreams are a lot of work. Yeah, I think it was Thomas Edison who said that it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. And so dreams are a lot of work, but it's been fun doing that process. And what we've done, and I've told this to you, Ryan, but we've gone through a very powerful process that Donald Miller writes about called building your story brand. And I know that probably your listeners either heard of that or maybe already engaged in that. I am so, so impacted and impressed by that process, because what you do is you realize that whatever it is your dream is, whatever it is your ministry is, you need to build it around the people you're trying to impact. And you need to be careful, and this is what I've realized through this process, even as a ministry, we need to be careful not to talk about our exploits and our great things, but we need to, the person who's visiting our website, the person who's coming to our event, we need to make sure it's about them and what God's doing in their life, and we're the guide to help them. And so that's been a powerful process. We just went through that whole thing, and I'll announce it here on your podcast, but we came up with this brand script. And what I realized when I was talking to some of my ministry associates and my dear friends was that ultimately our heart is, yes, to reach people for Christ, but also to, we're always sharing content to help believers. And so I realized I want Christians to have the hope and the joy and the peace that Jesus has for them. Hmm. Like, I think in all the content I'm sharing, we share so much content. It's a huge part of what we do. We're in blogs, podcasts, Bible plans, ebooks, books, Bible studies, videos, all sorts of content. But in all of it, I think what I was really getting at in my heart, the core of my heart, was I want Christians to not lose their fulfillment in God, because you can have fulfillment in your life. There's fulfillment out there for you, but you can't find it in your own ways, but you can find it in God. I believe that Jesus brings the greatest fulfillment. But Matthew 13 talks about how we can also lose that. Hmm. It says we can receive the gospel with great joy, but we can lose it by the deceitfulness of wealth and by the cares of life. Those are the two challenges. And what I realize is the cares and pressures of life, we get that when we scroll through social media. We get that when we read the news. We get that when 100%. We read all the discouraging, weird stuff that's gone on this last year that's also politicized and so strange.
Yeah.
All the divisiveness, all the difficulties of our world. We can get bogged down by that. But as a believer, that can kind of steal our joy and our fulfillment that we have. We got to keep being reminded of our fulfillment in God and move back to that. And so what we came up with was we know that most people are overwhelmed by the cares and pressures of life. And we're sharing powerful faith content to help people live the life of fulfillment that Jesus has for them. So that's what we came up with. And again, it's not that anything's changed in the ministry. It's just clarifying it a little bit for people to help them understand right away. So that's been super fun. Yeah. You know, obviously ministry's changed a bit over this last year, but it's, you know, things are getting more back to normal. Yep. And I'm excited for the future, Ryan. I'm excited for you and me. I'm excited for our listener. I'm excited for what's to come. I believe that now is the time to dream new dreams, and especially to press into prayer and seek the Lord, because I think this is a really interesting time of intimacy with God right now. Like, I sense it's that true. when I'm spending times of prayer, there's something about right now. There's a grace right now, because time is so difficult. The world is so difficult that there's this special grace right now.
Yeah, I agree. And I did a podcast a little bit ago about it's not time to back off on dreams. And I know that's very on brand for me to say, but it's true. I just feel like this is the season where, you know, kingdom-minded people, we're not called to take a step back and cower away and wait for things to clear up and wait for politics to look clearer or the world to look like it used to. Now is a time, I think, to be dreaming and pressing into the kingdom. And you and I were talking before I hit record on this podcast about that, just saying, hey, this is the season where we don't leave anything on the field. We push hard for the kingdom right now. And I think God's going to release some amazing, amazing things in this next year.
Amen. I mean, I have felt so strongly, and I think you have too, but I'd be curious what your thoughts are on this, but I felt so strongly since the beginning of 2019, for some reason, I had this sense that started to grow that a massive revival is coming.
Yes.
And, you know, I got to say a disclaimer, I've been in ministry for 20 years now doing evangelistic ministry, and I've never been like going around prophesying revivals coming. You know, I always prayed for and hoped and believed God for great things, and God has done great things for sure. Amen. But this is a different sense that there's a national, maybe global revival coming.
Yes.
And this was before, obviously, the pandemic stuff. And I don't know if were you at this gathering? We did a gathering with Louis Giglio in June of 2019 in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Okay, but so I remember you guys putting that on, for sure.
And he shared this phrase towards the end of that. He basically, during the end of our time, started to basically just speak prophetically and said something about the Roaring Twenties. Fast forward to a few weeks later, one of my dear friends was on a family vacation, calls me up, and he was just so anointed in what he was sharing. And he said, again, this is July of 2019 now. He said, I feel like we're supposed to call 1 million young people to fast and pray as we enter into the Roaring Twenties. And we were both like, wow, that's powerful. And then we're also like, how in the world, though? Like, we don't have the resources. There's no way we have the capability to call 1 million young people to fast and pray.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems too intense, seemed too crazy. But we also sensed that it was from the Lord. So we just prayed about it for a while. And fast forward into the fall and then into November and December, we just couldn't shake. We got to do this. So we started working towards that. And that became a unbelievably powerful call to fasting and prayer in January of 2020. Before a lot of this stuff has happened.
Aptly timed, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah, the timing was unbelievable. It was God's timing.
Yeah.
And we actually decided after that was so moving that we were like, let's do it every January or the beginning of every year in this decade. Let's call 1 million young people to fast and pray every January of this 2020s. And the term, though, that I wanted to mention was the Roaring Twenties, this throwback to the 1920s. We had this sense that the 2020s would be known in a different way because the Lion of the Tribe of Judah would roar his glory over our generation and over our nation. And I know there's a lot of confusing stuff going on right now. I know there's a lot of political stuff going on right now. I know there's a lot of trauma that people have walked through in this past year in different ways. But I so strongly sense, you know, in several ways, I'll just say this, that I'm a positive guy. So I always think things can't just be bad. Things are going to get good, you know? So, so I'm positive. I'm hoping for that, even though it obviously has been difficult.
Yeah.
But in a greater sense, forget that for a sense that God has chosen, he is going to do something so significant in the coming years. And I'm not saying that there's a time frame for it. I don't know. But what I know is I can't shake that feeling that started in the beginning of 2018, went through this call to young people to fast and pray. And can I just say, Ryan, that I was stirred to fast like I've never been before in my life. And not only was I stirred to fast, but I began to desire to fast. I want Jesus more than anything. I want to encounter the Lord, and I do not want church as normal. And Christianity is normal, but I want a move of God. And I believe it was A.W. Tozer who said, I want the presence of God himself. I want everything he has, or I want nothing. I want the presence, the manifest presence of God himself, or I want nothing to do at all with religion. And man, we see these sometimes famous Christian musicians and Christian authors who are falling by the wayside. They're losing their faith. And I think, I don't want to have a half-hearted faith.
Yep.
I don't want to have part of what God has. I want everything God has for our generation. I want to dream big dreams for what God has for my life, but I want to dream big dreams for what God's heart is too.
Yep.
For this country, for our world and for our time. And, you know, and I hope that's a call to everybody here to maybe God would stir you to fast and pray. Cause I begin to love it. Like, I can't wait till, not that I'm going to wait till January to fast, you know, next January, but I can't wait till the next time though, where we're all fasting together. And we're doing that in this time period, because there's something that has just shifted inside of me, a new hunger. And so, I believe great things are coming. I hope you're encouraged by that, because I believe great things are coming. We've gone through the hard part, but God's going to do the good part.
Yep, absolutely.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
And I remember even when we were touching base, we were in Dallas when you were talking about that. I think it was December 2019. And and we were working on something at the time that we'll see what the Lord does with that plan in the future. But there is a sense for me even just that there's this brand new like running outcry. I got to work with some of the, you know, the most influential worship bands and speakers, and that was really awesome, and it was really great. But at the end of the day, I think what the Lord is doing is kind of tearing down a little bit of this cult of personality that we've built in the church. Like, we've been real comfortable kind of getting behind these sort of leaders that have a ton of Instagram followers and they're the quote influencers. But I think part of what this new thing that God's doing is kind of taking that down and reminding people that what they bring to the table is just as important as somebody who's got, you know, a million Instagram followers or does a big thing like Outcry or something like that. Really, it's this sort of decentralization and getting back to that understanding that each of us carries such an important thing when it comes to the kingdom. And I think no matter what's going on in the politics and you know, the world around us, things could get worse in the world around us, but we're part of a different kingdom. And I think this next season, we're going to start to see people come alive and not be held back by this sort of cult of personality.
Bro, I think I agree with you 1,000%. I think you're so spot on. I've sensed that too. And, you know, I felt a conviction as we came into some of the things that were happening with the world shutting down that, You basically everything starts to shift, everything starts to change. And even leading up to that and through that too, we've seen so many Christian leaders fall out of sin and out of different reasons that they kind of lost their positions or they fell from grace. And of course we that's so sad. And it's scary to see, obviously, and it's disappointing, it's discouraging. But it was also like that and then too, Ryan, we've seen like so many godly, humble Christian leaders who've passed away too. Yes. You know, we lost Billy Graham recently, we lost Luis Palau, we lost Reinhard Bonnke. Yeah. So, you know, and obviously those three are evangelists. So from my heart and back, I'm going, oh my goodness, we're losing these legends who have lived faithfully. Yeah. And so we've seen some of these shifts. And what I felt through this last year is almost like a new fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
Going, we got to be careful not to touch God's glory.
Yeah.
We have to be so careful to live and please the Lord.
Yep.
And I have had a sense in my spirit, Ryan, just like what you're saying, going, oh, we got to be careful not to lift up the cult of personality. We got to be careful now. I love these godly Christian leaders that I know who are super famous, you know, super influential, have impacted so many of us. I love those guys, and God is using so many of them. But we got, you know, I've just had a sense in my spirit to be careful when we do ministry events. Don't just have all the famous people.
Yes.
Don't just have somebody because they're got the most followers on some platform. I felt like you be careful of that. That you invite who God tells you to invite.
Yes.
You partner with who God tells you to partner with, and you do not base it on the things that man bases it on any longer.
Yes. Yep.
And I have this sense from the Lord. Now, I don't know if everybody has that sense or not. There's so many Zoom conferences and Zoom events that have been going on, which are all look super good, to be honest with you. But I just know that for me, be careful.
Yes.
Make it about Jesus. Make it about the Holy Spirit. Yep. Make it about the Lord and honor Him. And I think we got to be careful with our dreams. We got to be careful with our plans. Yes.
Yeah.
And if this last year's brought anything out of us, it showed us that what man can amount to amounts to rubble.
Yes.
And so we need to make sure it's of the Spirit. We need to make sure it's totally submitted to the Lord.
Yes.
And we're not aiming for the wrong things anymore, because I really believe God has allowed some of that stuff to show us a new way to go, a new way to do things. And so I'm so in agreement with you, Ryan. And like, I would say that's maybe one of the number one things I've brought out of this last season is going, oh, be really careful. Make it about the Lord. Don't mess with His glory.
Absolutely.
Man amounts to nothing. We're servants of His.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that it's funny coming out of 2020. I felt like I had a lot of that sort of, you know, I had that inkling that like, hey, this cult of personality could be a problem. But at the same time, I was going, you know, outcry and everything else. And I was worried about the algorithms and posting on, you know, Instagram and all these things that I think they leaked into like maybe halfway through 2020. And at some point I hit this wall and I was like, you know what? I don't think any of this is good for me right now. You know, I'm worrying about, I mean, you know how it is. It's like, oh my gosh, I dropped to like 199,000 followers or something, like something stupid like that, that you go, oh, I'm behind and I'm losing. And now I don't worry about that. I'm not trying to post strategically. I'm not trying to trick the algorithms. I'm really just, if the Lord puts something on my heart, I put it on there. If 3 weeks go by and nothing happens, it's fine, you know? And there's just so much in my own life that I felt conviction, like, you know what? There's an old wineskin that for whatever reason, 2020, it was the death of it for me. And 2021, I'm feeling like this glorious sense of confusion in the way of like some of the old tools that I used to be really comfortable with and I knew how they worked. I don't think they work like that anymore. And I'm just kind of exploring, going, okay, Lord, what is this new thing? What is the new wineskin? How do I partner with what you're doing in, you know, in the 20s?
Yeah, dude, I so agree. I've felt that too. And I've, you know, I love social media, but I've lost a lot of my love and my passion in a healthy way. You know, I love doing ministry there. I love the connection there. There's positives and negatives. Now, all that's great, but I'm not spending nearly as much time. I actually have a dear friend of mine who's he was going to do a fast from it.
Yeah.
And disengage for a month or two. And now he might go the rest of this year. No, I'm not going that extreme, but I just don't care as much. Like, who cares? Like, I want to live. I think what comes with the humiliation of this last season, or the humility that hopefully comes out of this last season, and realizing who we are before an almighty God, is a realization that I'm not going to live for the things I lived for before. I'm not going to lift up myself in any way that I might have before.
Yeah.
But I want to be authentic. I want to be genuine. But the most important thing, and what's come for me out of this season, and I think for me, it was seeing what our nation is going through politically. I have been so stirred to prayer, and I've been so moved to prayer for the last 8 months. And I've just been trying to sit before the Lord. And me and several friends have been messaging almost every day, talking about this, like just such this drawing to prayer, this drawing to like just be before God. And I think it's coming back to this. It's all about abiding in the vine. It's all about like our connection to Christ. Like all the things that we can lose from in this world, we can gain that satisfaction. We can gain that peace. We can gain that new life from staying connected before Christ in his word and in prayer. And so that's where I've been, and I've been stirred to. And I don't know if I'll ever be the same, Ryan. I mean, I was stirred to a life of prayer 20 years ago when I began in Bible college. I read a few key books that really just taught me about a life of prayer, even after having been a Christian most of my life. And I love prayer. I've loved prayer through the season, but the intimacy right now in this season, the grace, the special grace that I feel right now in this season, I think it's available for everybody, to be honest with you, because it's been such a hard season and a lot of people have suffered. And I think there's a grace right now in this season to seek God and to be in his presence, to realize that everything else is peripheral.
Yep.
It's not primary, it's not central, but the main thing, if we keep the main thing the main thing, all the life that we need and all the dreams and all the blessings, they'll flow from that place.
Yes.
And so it's interesting. Let me share too about a friend. I have a close friend who's also been in this very similar season of prayer, and we just identified with each other because we're talking about it. And he's a pastor of a large church near Nashville, and he's in the Southern Baptist world, but he's just been so stirred to prayer. And he's a powerhouse full of the wisdom of God. You know, he's written like several books a year for 7 years now, but he paused in 2020, at the beginning of 2020, he just sensed the pause. And he really, even though he could have been writing, because he just flows with wisdom, he has been spending more time just sitting before the Lord, actually even in silence. And out of that, his church, after about 10 or 11 months of that, began to experience revival. And wow. God led him in one moment to ask if there was people who needed to be baptized, that he would have a spontaneous baptism. And it was not something that he would normally do and not something they've ever done. But that has led now into, I want to say, 18 or 19 weeks of spontaneous baptisms.
Wow.
And I believe more than 1,200 people have been spontaneous baptized. People have actually come in from, I think, 17 states.
Wow.
To visit because they have heard about this presence of God has been very significant in their services. They've begun a prayer service every week in addition to that that has been very meaningful for the congregation. And that's Robbie Gallaty. I'll say his name. I wasn't trying to not say who he was. But Robbie Gallaty is just a wonderful, godly leader that has been really drawn to prayer as well and has really seen a significant move of God in his church from that outflow. And I believe God wants to move in supernatural and powerful ways in so many of our lives, but it comes from like sitting before him. And so Robbie had a phrase that he said, movements begin by not moving. And that's that's what I would leave everyone here with today, to say the movement that you're hoping for in your life, the movement that you believe God has for you, and I believe God has that for you, by the way, and Ryan believes God has that for you, the movement that is going to take place through God's calling and faithfulness in your life, it begins by sitting before him, begins by not moving, because we don't want to move our own way. We want to be led by him. And so you will find such a blessing in that place.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, Matt, that's so good. I feel like this has been like just a power-packed 25 minutes here. But man, I just so appreciate you being in and sharing, because I sense that the Lord is doing something really big. And I know you and I have such a camaraderie and connection when it comes to that, and seeing what the Lord can do in our nation. And I think there's a lot of people that are second guessing whether the Lord's going to start moving in our nation. But I know you and I share this vision of, no, the Lord's about to do something amazing.
Yes.
And we just want to be a people that partner with what the Lord's doing, you know.
Amen.
So I'm super excited about that. Hey, for everybody that's listening, Matt, where should people go to learn a little bit more about Thinky, or even check out your books, any of that stuff?
Yes. Thank you. Thinky.org. And again, we just want to share powerful faith content for you there that will help you find fulfillment in God and come back to that fulfillment in God. There's a new free ebook I wrote there called 5 Spiritual Keys to Finding Fulfillment in God that you can get very quickly and easily. My newest book is Truth Plus Love, The Jesus Way to Influence, and that's available wherever you buy books. And I'm just on social media at Evangelist Matt, and would love to connect with you.
That's awesome. Matt, thank you so much for being on the Head in the Clouds podcast, man. It's been great.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.